Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words about Memorial Day. Now forget the almanac, forget the calendar, forget whatever the weatherman or the newspaper or your next door neighbor with the hair grown out of a mole shaped like the state of Delaware on his nose told you. The beginning of summer is Memorial Day, when the whole of America stops to lay a wreath at the tomb of all the young men and women who sacrificed their lives for this country, not to mention all the valiant drivers tragically lost in Midwestern automobile races, and of course, to ritually char flesh. Our own at the beach, eating outside for the first time this year, and that of many brave slow mammals who gave their lives in order for us to raise our cholesterol levels to heights where Sherpas fear to tread. Our season of leisure ends on Labor Day, and the baseball All-Star Game is dead solid center summer. And if you haven't spent at least 1 week in the middle of August jammed in the back of a station wagon with no air conditioning, an incontinent 18-year-old basset hound, and a leaking Coleman cooler, you're a commie pinko yellowright bastard with no true understanding of this country's hardships and should scurry back to whatever pitiful rundown DACA you crawled out from underneath. And it's because of that collection of summery, nightmarish remembrances that I no longer camp. I'm sorry, but my idea of a good time does not include sleeping on rocks and going potty behind trees, dodging mosquitoes the size of Lazy Boy recliners. To me, the outdoors is where the car is. Roughing it means cable TV without Turner Classic Movies. You say wilderness, I think Kmart. So don't bother looking for me around the campfire. My vacation plans include room service, Spectrovision, and the crazed midnight looting of many hotel minibars. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.